You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hey, everyone. Before we begin, a quick update. In today's episode of Seeds of Hope with Dell and Penny, featuring special guest Rhett Palmer, you'll hear them talk about an event scheduled for November 22nd at Memorial Island. Unfortunately, that event has since been moved to JC Beach. Please make note of that if you are planning to attend. And now, on with the show.
Listen to it sometimes. Start to count it. It's, oh. And that's what I say as a man who has an anointing for that by God. He gave it to me. Is this. Sure, that's okay. Let's start off with a hallelujah party. Let's jump up and down and let's dance.
Then worship.
But dancing up and down and being happy that you're there and we're all together, it's just wonderful. We've all come out of the world. That's good. It's good. He says, enter my gates with thanksgiving and praise. Mm-hmm. But when I was a child, you know, I thought like a child, you know, and you're going to have baby food and you're going to go to the meat.
Amen.
You know, the milk of the word is reading it and learning it. Mm-hmm. The meat of the word is walking out of the church door or any door, your house door, and go and feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit me in prison, says the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, he says also, you know, everybody's buying books and I'm a book buyer. But you know what? He says they're forever learning, but never coming to the truth. Mm-hmm. And remember those guys that are standing there? He says, on the last day, they will come to me and said, we did signs and wonders. Mm-hmm. We had TV shows. We had tent revivals. We did all this stuff. He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you as a husband knows a wife. And we released demons in your name. There's power in his name. But anyway, and to others, he'll say, hey, you over there, you fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison. And I see this old guy over there, Mr. Bernstein, Shavat, I don't remember you, Jesus. When did we do this for you? Well, when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Come in, for your reward is eternal and great. Think about that. And so, you know, there's no such thing as 1 million. There's only 1 million ones. And if you go out and feed that one person today, that's just as good as somebody else who goes out and feeds 1 million. Mm. Now, when is this event taking place that you're having?
Well, we need to talk about it first.
Yeah.
We need to tell our guests about it.
It's a gathering for prayer, and you feel there's an urgency within your spirit. The two of you called me, and that's why we're doing this urgent interview here today. Mm-hmm. And where is this going to be?
Well, it started with a story, so Penny and I thought we'd share a bit of the story to let people know that it's not just us putting something together. It's really God confirming with both of us to do it.
Yeah.
And I basically had a dream, and in this dream, it was, I'm not going to tell the dream, but I was on a cruise, and everything about the dream was 22. I was on the second floor, the second door from the left, and I was in room 22. Then I met Dutch Sheets. For many people listening know who Dutch Sheets is.
And who is he?
Dutch Sheets. He does the Give Him 15. No. We'll tell you about it.
Okay. Is he famous? So, some guy famous? He was on the cruise with you?
I saw him on the cruise and he was on the phone.
In her dream.
And in my
dream.
Oh,
in the dream.
In the dream. This is the dream.
Oh, you weren't really on a cruise. You're
in a dream.
You're on a cruise.
It was a dream and in the cruise. So Dutch Sheets was on the dream and he is all of Isaiah 2:22, which is
I'll give
you the keys to open doors.
Yeah.
So the whole dream. So in the midst of it, I called Ken Malone, who has been on our show and knows Dutch. He's very close with Dutch. And what Dutch said in the dream was, hey, wait a minute. When I get off the phone, we got to talk about Ken. So that just made me call Ken. I didn't know why. So I called Ken and then I told him the dream. And he said, so what are you going to do about it? And I said, well, what do you mean? And I just had this moment on the phone where I just started weeping for our nation. And he said, well, what are you thinking about? And I said, I don't know. I said, our nation is just like in so much turmoil right now. We need to pray. And Ken's the type not to say, well, then let me put something together. He says, well, what are you going to do about it? And I said, well, I'm in Michigan. There's not much I can do. And he said, well, when are you going to be back to Florida?
Yeah, God doesn't hear prayers
so,
in Michigan.
Exactly. Well, because if I want to pull something together.
No, I know. I'm
with,
only kidding
well,
with
he
you.
Said, if you do something, I will join you. Now, he's up in Satellite Beach. So he
That's
said,
a short drive compared to Michigan. So.
Right. But he exactly. Oh, believe me, we're not going to get into that. So anyways, long story short, we look at the calendar. The only Saturday we could possibly do it was one Saturday in November.
That's the 22nd.
That is the 22nd.
The day after my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
It's always about me.
So, so I said, okay, Lord, if this is you and you want me to do it, I want you to confirm it.
Yeah.
So yesterday I'm sitting there. I was sending Ken the dreams because he asked me, send me the dreams. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, if we're doing it on the 22nd, I need to get this going. I need to call Michelle Kolig, see if she can help. I need to call Penny. And at that moment, Penny called me. And
at that
she
very moment.
Says, at the very moment, and she says to me.
Well, we were talking about what we were going to do on our show.
And you said, I have a question to ask you.
What's the question?
What was the question?
What do you were telling me about your show you were doing
oh,
in the car. What do you
okay.
think about this?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, she has a post she does every week from your car, which,
well,
by the way, is extremely well done.
Not every week, but I intend to do it every week, but it just doesn't come out every... Anyway, my question was, have you heard of anyone, any pastors, spiritual leaders in our country calling for prayer and fasting for
right.
our country? Because I haven't heard of any, and maybe they're out there, and I haven't heard about it, but I just felt like the Lord is leading me to do a video calling for prayer and fasting for 3 days.
And I'm on the phone going, whoa, wait a minute.
Are
That's
you telling
what
me
I
that
wanted.
I have to fast for my birthday?
No.
No cake.
Well, you
no,
know.
No cake.
I'm gonna say
no
the
cake for you.
I'm going to say the 19th, 20th, and 21st, culminating with Dell's event on the 22nd.
Our event.
But, you know, some people may need to adjust those days. You know, according to their
right.
own personal reasons. But that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm
and
well,
I just
yeah,
want
to
yeah. invite people
yes.
to
yes,
do
to come
this.
And pray.
And I don't know if
did
there's
you,
some...
Did you work it out that you can go to Memorial Park here, the island where people go to pray here in Vero
that's
Beach?
That's where we would like to do it.
And that would be... Well, you better...
Yes.
We're now we're on the air, so you better say we are doing it.
We are
what
doing
do you mean,
it.
You know, 1 hour at noon?
We are doing it for 1 hour.
At noon. On the Saturday, the 22nd.
11, because we're doing...
Oh, at 11.
It's 11-11, so 11 to 12.
Oh,
so
it's 11-11.
There you go. So it's still 11. We're keeping the 11 in there,
yeah.
which is November.
And that's 2, 2, and 2.
Yes. There you go. So we're going to do it 11 to 12 o'clock on November 22nd at Memorial Island.
That's a Saturday, the 22nd.
You're in Vero Beach,
so we're getting
Florida.
The word out. Now,
yes.
And I will tell you that I will confirm... And the good thing I know about Jonathan, who runs the radio station, will allow this to go on because he is a man of the Spirit, the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit. And I will say I was praying with these ladies, and I saw the flags that they use at the beginning of a race when they have them crossed like this. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that means, Doolin, when they hold the flags like this? And they go, that's the beginning of the race, right? Well, anyway, mm-hmm. that's what I saw. So I'm telling you right now, God never lies to me. God is not a man mm-hmm. that he should lie. I don't care if only two people show up, it's you mm-hmm. too. I don't care if 20 people show up mm-hmm. or 200 or 2,000. What I'm saying is, what I am saying is that this is going to initiate something. This is the beginning of a race.
Mm.
And I've seen that in the spirit realm. So be ye faithful. Look at little Gideon. He comes, he's hiding in the right. basement, says, oh, mighty man of valor. He goes, what, me? You know, he says, yeah, take these guys and go. And he's got these thousands of guys, and half of them come up on the desert, and they come to water, and they get on their bellies to drink. And then God, it was either them or the ones that didn't. I think it's the ones that got on the belly. He said, now tell all them, go back home.
Right.
We don't need them.
Right.
And he brings it down to a few hundred people mm. because God says, I'm going to get the glory of this. And
yes.
that's when, of course,
yes.
they lit up the fires at night, the torches, and the encampment of the enemy mm-hmm. got up, and they thought they were surrounded. And so they all, they're slashing around in the dark with their swords, killing each other inadvertently, accidentally. Mm. And it's quite an amazing story. Mm-hmm. So what I am saying is that this is great. So we need to, yeah, I felt that when we were praying, and now with the confirmation of that vision, mm-hmm. go. So anybody who's listening to this mm-hmm. and you feel touched, well, that's it.
That's the Holy Spirit telling you to anticipate.
And God will bless you if you obey. And I don't care if you have to drive all the way up to Vero Beach. On Saturday,
and who knows,
November 22nd.
Who's listening to this and right. where you're listening from? You may not be able to get to Vero Beach.
We got a great listenership in Vero. WCNO has got a great listenership all up and down the coast.
I just really want to call people to prayer and fasting.
Yes, yes.
On the 19th, 20th, and 21st, pray and fast for 3 days. And then if you can come to Memorial Park in Vero Beach, Florida, to come and pray together.
Well, there is prayer. There, Jesus said pray and fast, right?
Get a group together wherever you are.
And that's what I was just going to say. Okay. If people can't join here, mm-hmm. you can still join with others. Yeah. Like someone I talked to last night, and like she said, our family's having Thanksgiving that Saturday because everyone can't get together on Thanksgiving. She said, but Del, I will join in the fast.
Don't they have a National Day of Prayer, though, already, or no?
That's in May.
Well, that's in May. But this is because our nation needs it right now.
Well, that's what you said. You had an urgency in your spirit about
and
this.
And can't wait for May.
It's like
we need to do this now.
We have a lot of things going on in our nation right now. We can either sit in front of the TV and complain. We can take our phones and watch social media and complain. Or we can corporately take it to God and trust that God is going to hear our prayers and that things are going to turn around in our nation. I mean, if I don't even want to get into the actual politics of what it is, but I think everyone knows we don't have to speak what it is. We just have to pray about it.
Well, matter of fact, we don't even have to pray about it. You know, somebody goes up to somebody and says, well, I want to pray for Aunt Louise. Now, her middle name is Mary, and she comes from McMinnville, Tennessee, and we like to pray because hey, God already knows who you're talking about. It's really not necessary to go into all the details. He's God. Mm. So I think it's a matter of acknowledgement of relationship.
And mm-hmm. this is specific prayer and fasting for America.
Our nation, yes.
Now, the other prayer thing that happens in May, that's just prayer. I don't think we've had a national day of well, actually, Abraham Lincoln called it a national day of prayer.
Presidents used to.
Yes. And Trump did it once during COVID.
If anybody hearing this can get this message to President Trump, he needs to call for a national.
Yes, he does.
A national time of prayer and fasting for our nation.
Well, Jesus said, remember there was this guy that was possessed, and they said, well, this one doesn't seem to be coming out. He said, this demon only comes out by prayer and fasting.
So why? Now, so what's important with fasting?
What does fasting do? Does it reduce us, or what is it?
I think what it does is it takes our mind off of what our body needs, you know, which we think we need breakfast, we think we need lunch, we think we need dinner. When we can get our mind off of that, it gives God the room to begin to speak to us. I used to do this anytime before I spoke. I would just fast for the whole morning, the whole day. And you would believe then when you get up to that microphone and you get up to talk.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.